This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Following the incident earlier this year in Ferguson, Missouri, in which an unarmed 18-year-old African-American was shot to death by a white police officer, police and sheriff's departments all over the country are taking a look at the use of body cameras for their officers and sheriff's deputies. One of the first jurisdictions in Georgia to take a look at it is Floyd County, which had actually ordered some body cams before the incident in Ferguson even happened. Tom Caldwell is the chief deputy in the Floyd County Sheriff's Department. Chief Deputy Caldwell, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
If I'm not mistaken, the Department of Natural Resources has officers who use the body cams, but as far as I could tell, and I might have overlooked someone, you guys are the first significant jurisdiction like city police or sheriff's department to try this in Georgia. Is that your understanding as well?
I think you're right. When we first started researching the possibility of going to the cameras, DNR was the only agency that we could locate that actually had them in place already. So as far as I know, and I don't know of any other chiefs or sheriffs that have gone to them yet, so we weren't setting out to make history, but maybe that wound up being the case anyway.
Now, you started this process back in February, and again, this was before the incident in Ferguson. What was it that prompted you and Floyd County to think about maybe the body cameras are worth trying?
We have been short-staffed for some time, and I don't think that we're unique in that regard. And it seems like our complaints had increased over the last several years. We're just trying to increase our professionalism overall and our transparency with the public. And so not just to handle the complaints, but also to capture a true accounting of what each officer went through on each individual incident where they were involved with a member of the public. So we got interested in it, and we, as a command staff, we talked about it, and we decided it was something that we wanted to try.
How about your deputies? Did they take some convincing here?
Well, I don't know that they're convinced yet at all. They're, in all candor, they're not really excited about it. But one thing that that I keep trying to point out to them is that, you know, people already have phones. A lot of what we do and a lot of what they do through the course of their normal shift, it's already recorded. If you go knock on a door to serve a warrant, if you're looking for somebody in there, there's a good chance that a family member or somebody, a neighbor standing outside, they're going to be videoing the whole thing anyway. So if people are recording it and they're showing a partial story maybe to the incident, we thought, why not have our own complete story to tell?
You said you didn't really set out to make history, since there are other states where the body cameras are already in use or are more prevalent. Does it surprise you that that it's taken this long for a Georgia jurisdiction of any size to try this?
Well, I think that from what I can tell from some of the other trials that I have read about in different parts of the country, they have had an impact on things like I've mentioned, like complaints and uses of force. Why we haven't been as quick to come around in Georgia, I wouldn't be able to take a guess at that. Just suffice it to say that what can work in other parts of the country, obviously, we feel like can work in our part of the country. And if we can be one of the first guinea pigs to in Georgia to try that out, then we're certainly willing to do that if it gives us more public credibility.
You're waiting for delivery on these. About when do you expect them to be delivered, and then when do you actually hope to have them on your deputies on the streets?
Say that we get those in October, we should be able to be up and running with them in November. That's our hope. The final thought that I would have is that, yes, there may be reasons and disadvantages to having them, but we think that the credibility that we get with the community, the transparency, and it's going to show that we're attempting to at least be a more professional agency. And if you think about what happened in Ferguson, if you try to think how much better the situation would have been if they had had a clear video picture of what had happened. You may not have had all these riots that occurred after that, and I'm certainly not second-guessing any law enforcement. Regardless of which side you look at in that scenario, a good full-body camera visual of that may have helped.
Tom Caldwell is the chief deputy sheriff in Floyd County, where Rome is located. Chief Deputy Caldwell, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll check back with you and see how it's going.
Thank you for having me.